Shout to my number one groupie, Johnny, and the rest of the GP Homie podcast haters.
All right, we're back again.
We're back. I was just talking about
Flacco's unpopular opinion, but
We
passed it on.
Overrated. We only got two of them.
We passed it on to y'all. I want to know y'all's unpopular.
No, you had five of them. We got down to two. We need three more.
Two more. Okay, what was the other one, Flacco?
No.
We'll sum it up.
I don't know, man. Whatever you want to do.
Sum it up.
Man, I thought
he said wrap it up.
So you mean so Flacco's gonna say I have a segment where it's called the unpopular opinion and he only has two.
No, that he had one. I only had one.
Oh, you just had one. Next man. One.
Well,
that
shit five.
Sucks.
Yeah,
we all thought you had five.
You're putting on blast, dog.
I'm just saying, man. I'll go ahead and say I'll say one of them.
Go ahead. What's your unpopular view?
And we were talking about it
right,
at the end.
Table.
Yeah, I was going around the table.
The Taurus brother.
There we go.
Hey, that's what I said, fool.
I know Will's pretty funny.
You didn't continue.
He's not here.
Will is funny, but he's funny.
He's funny. And I'm just saying, rumors are going around.
So that,
you know, I'll talk about rumors. Mm-hmm. Rumors going around that in the 90s. In the 90s.
Johnny,
we're going way back.
Back in the 90s.
Back in the 90s.
He always
I'm talking about 96, 97, before he went to the Marines.
Is this a rumor report or what?
That
Johnny's
he used to like touching certain people.
Whoa.
Oh. Without their permission, their consent.
What is this?
I'm just saying. That's what people are saying.
You're playing or is that what he's saying?
Yeah. They're saying there's been witnesses.
Do you have proof or do you have evidence?
There's rumors going around
did it happen
that
to you?
They're saying that Flacco knows.
Do we need to take you off to the side and talk to you and bring out a doll and tell us?
I'm just saying.
Where did he touch you?
Where did he touch you at?
You know, it's not just in Hollywood that's happening this year. All right, it's happening in GP.
Island
what the
wind.
Homie? That
GP? What is it? Mount?
I'm shocked. Area. I'm shocked.
You're shocked?
Yeah, I didn't know that was happening. Yeah. Right now.
You don't know nothing about.
I don't know nothing about
so
that.
They bring a list with people's name. Your name is not going to be there. I'm just saying.
Damn.
Is your name going to be there or not?
On the list.
Is it you?
It's going to be the fake list.
Were you involved on a red car at any time driving around on the 90s?
Was it a Taurus or a Saturn?
A Saturn.
Oh,
that brings somebody else into it.
Are you there?
What the fuck? Well, hold on.
You're not there. I had my own car. I'm sorry.
Okay.
he did have his own car.
So, did you have a red Saturn?
Yes. Whoa. I did have a red Saturn.
So you're on the list?
No.
The questions
like
are:
that.
You on the list?
That red Saturn. Let me ask you something.
No, I was driving. I don't know what happened in the back.
Are you sure?
So you know it was the back seat. I was always driving.
It was the back seat. All right.
Whatever happened in the back seat.
Stays in the back seat.
Stays in the back seat.
So if they were to bring a list of the people that drove in your car on that red Saturn, Flacco's name would not be in there.
No.
Flacco's name would not be there.
No, because I
would Mario's name be there?
Maybe.
Oh,
most likely.
Would
this is some hard
my name be there?
Yes. Maybe.
Oh no.
Definitely.
Would Marcello's name be there?
No.
Would Leonardo name be there?
Probably. Maybe.
Were there wild nights where you can't remember what was going on in that car?
Possibly. But what I know was I was behind the steering wheel and nothing happened.
So you never looked in that mirror right there?
No.
And saw nothing going on in the back?
I always look forward. I never look back.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Did you ever hear anybody say, help?
No, because I had the radio up too loud. Listen to 3-6 Mafia.
Did you ever hear anybody say something like, please stop? Did you hear anything like that?
Only if we had to pee.
Did you ever hear somebody ever say, I'm straight?
Only if we were drinking and smoking. I'm like, I'm straight.
All right, man. That was just saying.
That's how I took
you
it.
Saying the Taurus brothers are overrated?
I think they're overrated.
I'm just saying, man.
They're pretty funny. You know, the other guy,
We got, well,
well, we got two tourists.
El pinche compa.
You have two different personalities. You have a political guy, and then you got a quiet guy.
He ain't that quiet.
Well, he's quiet on here.
Yeah, on here.
Yeah, on here. It's like, yeah, straightforward. Yeah.
The weather's good.
The weather's good outside. Yeah. 55 degrees.
It's cold outside. You know. Yeah.
Okay. What did you say? Hey. I got a beef to pick with this guy.
Man. Well, which one?
The other one.
The other toy.
How come?
Uh-oh.
He hits us up every boxing event.
Oh, yeah.
This mofo.
I agree.
We agree to go in turns. You know, share the password. What does he get to say? Who has the password and username? And he never gets a turn no more. Did he ever do it?
No, he never done it.
He's never done it, right? I know I did it twice.
Actually, he blocked some of us because he was using it.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, where's the net? Yeah, because he was using it in Spanish. He took...
He switched it up to Spanish.
He switched his own to Spanish on yours.
No shit.
Yeah, he did.
What the fuck?
He went and changed settings.
That's fucked up, Leo. Fucked up.
I didn't know that. Gonna call
Damn,
the name
I'm paying for that shit.
I just said Taurus.
We'll edit that out. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's go. Right. You can edit that out.
Fault was Spanish.
They know which one's the quiet one.
It was talking Spanish when I was watching boxing. I was like, oh, man, wait a minute.
Yeah. I had it. Yeah.
All the menus were
for
Spanish.
Your information, we all take turns. So that means you got to buy it once.
at least once.
And
whatever.
Share the password.
Yeah.
Okay. Mooney, are the Torres brothers overrated?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I
just
can't think
it. Maybe because something that happened in the 90s. But go ahead.
You saw a lot of shit.
I saw things I wasn't supposed to.
Torres brother overrated.
Mike, are the Torres brother overrated?
I want to see them here. No, they're not overrated. Because they need to show up so they can fucking be overrated.
I like Torres brothers.
Oh, you do?
But... I don't have no comment.
They just need to show up, so we can have a good laugh.
Yeah. Will brings content even when he doesn't show up.
Yes, he sure does.
He does. He does bring content even when he doesn't show up. And he shows up the fewest.
And the other
I don't know. It's pretty close.
The other one just like likes, and he asked you a lot of questions like, hey, Flacco, hey, what about my plumbing? Hey, you know, shit like that.
And he's the alien.
No shit. Some of the shit he asked.
It's the German side.
Some of these messages, I'm like, dog, you're Mexican. Isn't that like...
It's the racist side.
My bad.
It's the white side. That's a good old country boy. Hey, it's all right, man.
I was gonna say, you being that old,
no matter what happens, bro, we sticking stuff together. No matter what happens,
yeah, man.
They're holding hands right now.
Shouldn't you know some of the stuff, being as old as you are, like how to?
Oh man, this guy's pretty going after this.
How to turn off the water? It
sounds like you think he's a little bit overrated.
Okay. So they're overrated.
Okay. So 3-1. All right. Bucky's is overrated. Tesla's overrated. Do you think it's overrated?
Tesla?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
overrated.
So.
What about SpaceX?
Oh,
it's the same thing.
Same shit.
You think SpaceX is overrated?
Didn't they have the last two rockets blow up?
And the Torres brothers are overrated.
Oh, man, that rocket's going to Mars.
King of the atmosphere.
That's testing. Everything's testing.
That's a expensive-ass test.
Yeah, no shit.
Well. Yeah, it's okay. It's somebody else's money, right?
Yep. It's not our... Long
it's our good old money, man.
As long as it don't come out of our taxes.
Tesla's been doing bad to me.
It's your taxes. It? Yeah.
Fuck!
But they stopped paying. They pulled out of the taxes. They can't pay them anymore. They backed out.
No, they need to... Fuck that. I don't want to pay for them.
You're going
to
pay, boy.
I pay for other shit.
Nah, you're going to pay. And that's it.
For his stock. For his stocks to go up.
And you know what?
I hate you, Johnny. Shut up.
This is an unpopular opinion. You're going to go to war for that company, too.
I've already been to war for
it. I know you have. I'm playing.
You got any more, Flacco? Overrated?
Starbucks. Oh, the Stanley Cup. What about those Stanley Cups?
You know, my wife...
I just barely learned about that.
she asked me, she was like, what's the deal with the Stanley Cup? I'm like, I don't know. I don't watch hockey.
Right, that's the first thing that pops in the guy's mind, like, damn,
hey man, yeah. but the original green one was the shit.
Yeah, no shit, the thermos.
Yeah, yeah. I still have one of those. I ain't gonna lie,
that's
yeah.
old school shit. Yeah, that's like before the hype.
One of the guys I work with, he carries one still.
I have a source. I said source, the Stanley stuff. Mm-hmm. He said that there was a group of like TikTok livers or somebody that I don't know if it's true or not, but he said the reason they got so popular was they were going to go out of they're going to discontinue them, and then they ordered a huge amount of like different colors, like teal and shit like that, and it just blew up out of that. They ordered like I don't know how many they ordered. It was a big amount, but like I said, I don't know.
So then the company was like, "Hey,
yeah, they saw,
they marketed that shit.
They basically great marketing, you know." Mm-hmm. So it's overrated, but great marketing business.
Yeah,
well, so
yeah.
All right, next it's, one. It's, oh yeah, I think one of the ones I was gonna have was coffee, Starbucks coffee.
Oh, Starbucks. Okay.
Yeah. Just, period. Just
I don't drink.
You mean like coffee at a coffee place?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like $7-$8 for some coffee. I'll tell you what, I'm drinking some mushroom coffee right now. That's just Everyday Dose.
I think my wife drinks some from Whole Foods. I don't know what it is, but it's a mushroom coffee.
I drink rice.
Rice would be good, except it has to have like filler. But I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it still works.
I wonder if that shit's trending on TikTok, coffee.
It is.
It's been for a long
time. Is that why y'all drinking it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't watch TikTok, so I'm not drinking that shit.
I
drink good old Folgers.
I thought you said good old Foldies. I was like, what?
Folgers.
Big Foldies. Get out of here.
That good old coffee right there, man.
So I drink coffee.
I think it's overrated.
I like the mushroom coffee.
So, coffee overall.
I guess coffee, Starbucks. What's that other place I just.
Dutch Bros,
and then that seven. I mean, there's so many coffee spots.
Like 151 coffee. I've seen that on the.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you which one is not overrated.
Mm. Oh, Danny knows
the McDonald's coffee.
What?
Yep.
That motherfucker is like 1,000 degrees. As soon as you take a sip,
it don't matter, man. It costs like where I'm leave at for a large for like $1.69 at home.
Leaving another
and it's
person,
good too.
Another area,
it's pretty good.
My dad likes the McDonald's coffee.
I think it's good,
and he likes coffee. He's like a straight, no sugar, no cream.
If you know coffee, McDonald's coffee is worth it.
That's what I
yes,
heard.
I do.
No, mom, yep.
But that what you gotta say that's about how, that, Flocka?
So it's overrated.
Yeah, is it overrated?
Is it? I think any Starbucks, that shit's overrated.
I'm talking about McDonald's.
Overrated. McDonald's, period, is overrated. I don't see the purpose of McDonald's.
Coffee. And I'll tell you another thing that's not
overrated. You know what? I can get down with some apple pies from McDonald's.
And I'll tell you this.
They got that strawberry.
The McDonald's breakfast, it's not overrated.
What?
Yep.
You gonna pay $4 for a damn sandwich?
It's not overrated. A damn sandwich is good, man. And every time you travel, if you're having a road trip, I always love seeing a McDonald's there because you can just get you a good old breakfast sandwich there.
I think you're just hungry.
I am hungry. I have not ate since the morning.
I mean, honestly,
we'd be happy with Bucky's at that point.
I mean, if I was to see,
I'll pay for that Bucky's.
Whatever,
Bucky's. Exactly, fuck Bucky's.
Something that has some, some breakfast food. Or fuck it, I'll have, eat a breakfast burrito or a fucking egg McMuffin or whatever.
All right, fuck the overrated, man. We're going to do the segment of Jonathan's going to talk shit about certain people.
Uh-oh. What we got?
All right, let's get into it. And I'm going to do the Cat Williams impression, too. Oh. So, I know about the Cat Williams. So
Go ahead.
I will say.
Oh, this guy's. So where are you going?
And that's why.
Yeah. I'm like, he's still hooked up.
I know y'all can't see me, but I'm rubbing my knees like Cat Williams.
You sure it's your knees?
And because I'm about to say some shit that's going to make the industry. It's gonna make certain people mad.
Yeah, no shit. Button your pants.
Boy, you almost made
I'm doing the Cat Williams impression, man.
Yeah, okay. Button your pants.
So that's how Cat Williams, every time he was gonna talk shit about somebody, he'll rub his knees and then he'll throw the name that he's gonna talk
shit
about.
But are you as funny as Cat Williams?
Yeah, no shit.
It don't matter.
Yeah, that's
where's your bling at?
Who?
10 people said that he was.
All right, man. First people I'm going to start talking shit about is GP Homies podcast. Yeah. They're calling. All
here
right.
Here we go. Let's do go.
It. I'm waiting.
Rumors going around, and I'm just.
Rumor. Here comes the rumor.
Boy.
This ain't no rumor. The facts is that they don't want to tell you that there's two white people on the GP comp. GP Homies podcast.
Well, duh.
And two Indians.
Two.
Oh,
oh,
shit.
Damn.
Native Indians from Mexico. And
Is Will the other white person?
Oh, he forgot, man. And all the viewers like, damn, the whole time I thought they were all Mexicans.
Wait a minute. If they knew us in the last name, they knew I would.
I don't know.
Mooney?
Mooney?
That's man, yeah, just throw my
William
name out everywhere.
Yeah, that is true.
William has his last name.
Hey, you see how they don't have a lot of last names?
Yeah, man.
I know.
Nah, I'm just playing.
Yeah, your name is last name is.
Yeah, which one do you go by this week?
You don't need to know my last name.
Green card.
Oh, you need to know. He's getting ready. They don't want to tell you that he's applying for a position over there at the border.
Immigration's coming right. Immigration's going to come through the doors.
Let me see your green card.
Government. Yeah, I got one right here. Maybe two.
Senor, I speak English.
Hey, and then the immigration.
Take that guy.
Hey, the Border Patrol is going to come and they're going to beat off Flacco first. And they're and they're going to point at me. Is that the guy you think maybe?
He's questionable.
Oh, I got another overrated test ring.
Right, go ahead.
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Oh, right.
Oh, nah, man. What's wrong with you, man?
A1, A2.
The Family Guy's
already. Oh, man.
Damn. Family Guy?
Nah, man.
I can't agree with that. Man. Family Guy's good.
Hey, it's my personal opinion. It's overrated.
It don't matter if it's your personal opinion. You don't talk shit about The Simpsons and Family Guy.
What's your favorite Simpsons episode?
Is that
episode?
Off limits?
What? Your favorite thing? Simpsons episode?
Episode 233.
Exactly. You don't know shit. Get out of
here.
Well,
there's so many of them. I think it was the time where... they found that the dog, Santa's Little Helper.
Was it Santa's Little Helper?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you still watch it? Don't lie.
I've been watching it lately because I've been watching so much Family Guy that I went back to The Simpsons and I realized, oh, you know what? It has a different type of comedy. It's good. It's good.
Overrated?
Oh, man.
I know what he's going to
say. Mike?
What? Simpsons?
Yeah.
I haven't been watching it, so I can't tell you.
It's overrated. Yeah.
I think they were good for the culture when they came out.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't know because I haven't been paying attention.
Oh, man, overrated. I wish I had Wally over here.
Overrated.
I watch Archer. I'm a smart ass.
What about Family Guy? Overrated or not? Mooney?
He's funny. It's funny. Some of the shit, but it's not related to shit that's going on. It's just stupid funny.
Oh, man. Sorry, Mike. Family Guy overrated or not?
No. I love The Family Guy.
Hey, I'll tell you which that Moon is going to say is not overrated.
What?
King of the Hills. He goes, I don't know that one.
That hurt you.
I'll still
All right. We're done with the overrated stuff, but I got one real quick thing before we head out.
Are we hitting it? Oh, we're doing another segment.
No, we're continuing
to. I'm going to head on to this situation that happened at work today. I think it's a man card pool. Y'all tell me. Maybe I'm exaggerating.
That's a new segment, man card pool.
Yeah.
Let me fix my bill on my hat. There we go.
Okay. Is this guy at work? He looks at me and goes, "Do you want to see me on an elephant?" And he shows me a picture.
And. You want to put a man card for that?
No, I mean, I totally get it.
I don't understand. Like, out of nowhere. Like,
I get what you're saying because you're like, what the fuck?
Am I exaggerating? I had to tell that guy. Man. I started laughing like a motherfucker, and I told him, I said, dude.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Do you know the dude?
At work, yeah.
Outside of work, no.
I don't know him.
Yeah, he's
no, a but at work, you know him.
Yeah, I work associates.
And he asked you, "You want to see me in an elephant?"
And he showed me without me even saying yes.
Oh, you didn't even say yes?
No, I did not say yes. I did not.
No, I didn't get consent to do that.
Like, yeah, dog.
I felt okay. violated.
And I
actually laughed like a motherfucker.
Yeah. And he looked at me. He goes, what? I said, dude, you just showed me a picture of you on an elephant. Like, just you. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what to do with that. Shit's funny. That's like, you don't do that shit. He goes, well, and then his reaction was, he turns, he goes, well, I told this other person, but it was a female.
What you laughing about?
I said, Mike? She's a female. It's different.
It's so stupid.
It is. It's fucking dumb.
It was a female elephant?
He's going to show you some shit on the elephant?
Yeah.
I mean, you're probably like thinking to yourself, like, okay, well, why the fuck did he ask me that? Okay, I guess I'll just entertain because he has something.
So you want to take the main car just because he asked you that?
Oh, he was on vacation. This is his honeymoon.
Where did he go, to Africa or
something? That's what I said, but it was, what did he say?
India? Fort Worth Zoo?
It was somewhere else. Hold on, I can't remember what he said.
You don't know what you're getting Fort Worth.
Yeah. Well, it was crazy. He went on his honeymoon.
Well,
I get it. Huh?
Was he touching the elephant a certain way?
No, he was just on the fucking elephant.
Nah, dude.
And his whole thing was, it's a real elephant. It's not a fake elephant. I was like, I don't give a shit if it's a real
elephant. Not a CGI.
He was really expressing like, hey, no, this ain't.
Yeah, he could not understand why I was so like, dude, you don't, like, I don't want to see that. Like,
who gives a fuck? Yeah.
First of all, yeah, that.
But at the same time, you're probably.
And then, and the second one is like, he's in the picture by himself. Like, if he had his family maybe with him.
Yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, yeah. Like, the family, like
him and his wife were on the
elephant. He's trying to bond with you, Flaco.
Yeah, man. Like, leave it alone.
Flaco. I know, that's why I'm asking y'all guys.
Yeah, and the main car is still there, man. He just wants to show you that.
Nah, fuck that, dude. Nah.
Man, what the
fuck? I told him, that's man carpool, man.
You ever seen Super Troopers?
Yeah.
Where they don't know what that guy's name is, Ramathorn. They don't know if he's Mexican or African or Indian.
Yeah, I
guess. Yeah, yeah. They thought Flaco was Indian.
No, he thought. Yeah,
keep in mind, this guy was a different race than I was.
There's no elephants in Mexico.
He just wants to be friends.
Oh, I get you. Yeah.
I mean, you don't need to show me a picture for you to be friends with me, bro.
I don't give a shit about it.
Maybe he wanted these. You know, maybe wanted you to rate him, like. From
rate
one
him?
To ten, rate him like from one to ten.
Oh yeah, you need to enunciate.
Did you give him a rate? Like I think that picture looks like a seven.
And look, nope. He was in a cutoff tee, and he said, I look buff in this picture.
Motherfucker.
Oh, he did say that.
Yeah, he did say that.
There it is, Flaco. Okay. That's what it was.
Right.
That's what it was, Flaco.
He's like, he thought
you were,
how tall was
playing
he?
For the other team.
No.
Right. Was he tall?
Hey, he was shooting his shot.
Johnny wants to know what he looks like.
No, I'm just saying, was he tall? No, was he tall or not?
Because he might.
Nah, he's not tall.
If he gonna bite or not.
Yeah.
Was he? Has he ever told you, damn, Flaco, you're a pretty tall guy.
No.
Hey, Flaco, at the end of the day, you need to take it as, hey, you a handsome motherfucker, a gay motherfucker with a hit on you.
So, at the end of the day,
hey, bro, he was showing me pictures of him and his honeymoon with his wife.
Yeah.
But his wife,
But his wife wasn't in the female?
Picture. No shit.
And then he slides
was
it over.
Was he wearing little shorts?
He slides it over and...
And send it to your phone?
And do it.
No. It's in his email right now.
No. He
screensaver.
And that's what I told him. I asked him. I said, dude, is that your screensaver? Like your profile picture? What, bro? Like... And he just couldn't understand why I was giving him such a hard fucking time. I'm like,
yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, dude, maybe I'm overreacting, but it's kind of weird, bro. Like, you don't do that. It's a bad carpool, bro.
Did you tell him? Did you tell him elephants are overrated?
I kind of did. I don't give a fuck with you.
Yeah, you should have been like, hey,
and he thought it was
tiger. Yeah,
he thought it was so funny. He thought it was so funny that he went on Teams. It's a Microsoft,
yeah,
and he sent me a elephant.
He sent you a picture of an
elephant
by itself.
Yes,
with him on.
No.
Did he show you the elephant's trunk or his trunk?
Did he say anything like
that's uncalled for, Mike?
Did he say something? Did he say something like, "You like this elephant?"
Whose trunk was
like,
it was on there.
If I was on the message when he sent it to you, did he say, "You like this elephant?"
He just thought it was hilarious.
Did he say anything like, do you think you might want to take a picture on top of this elephant?
He did say it was an elephant. Like, I was like, dude, I don't give a shit what it is. In my defense, I even told him, I said, go around the room and show that picture to everybody else and ask me and come back and tell me if it's okay. Like, your man card is pulled. Like, I told him your man's card pulled. Like, I can't fuck with it.
Did he agree with it and ask you if you want to go to Starbucks? And that's why you hate Starbucks. You think it's overrated?
No, bro.
That just means you're a handsome motherfucker. Even the gay guy will fucking hit on you, dog.
I don't know if he's gay, but shit. I don't want to spread those.
Hey, man, take it from Moody. If Moody thinks you're a handsome motherfucker and a gay guy hit on you, then that's it.
Whatever. I didn't say that.
You didn't say that?
Shout out to my wife. I love you. Ain't no gay tendencies here. Ain't nothing wrong with it. It's all good.
Just take it as a compliment. Hey, dog.
Yeah, you just touch Johnny once in a while.
Let's get to the bottom. Let's get to the core of this.
Thing. Okay.
Should we pull his man card for it? Should I pull his man card?
Yeah, dog. I mean, if I went on a vacation, or if I got married and I had pictures of me and, you know, my marriage or whatever.
You want to show your wife, right? Not an elephant, right? What you think about my wife, huh?
Well, no, not just my wife. No, us as a couple, you know what I mean? To be like, hey, dog, yeah, we went to wherever to take these pictures.
Oh,
I got a fucking elephant in the background. He's fucking spitting water out his spout.
Maybe I wouldn't have been so harsh if he wasn't on the fucking elephant.
Oh,
but he was on the elephant. Like, he,
I mean, I think,
thought it was cool.
He had a big smile.
I have no fucking idea, bro.
I mean, that's cool, I guess. You get to ride something that you never rid, you know. Okay, now I've never sat on an elephant before. I mean, it's kind of cool. I mean, I can understand that point, but by yourself, and if you're showing your homeboys.
Oh, hold on, man. Like, hey, we're forgetting the main thing. Did he show it to you, the picture?
Like, in private?
The restroom.
No. That would have been an ass whooping.
Did he call you up over there? Did he say something like, hey, Flocko?
No, bro. Like, I'm being
serious.
You think this picture
looks nice?
I'm trying to be a better person in 2024, you know? Or just in general life. I'm trying to be a better person and not
trying to
judge.
Be open-minded?
Yeah, open-minded. You know, I'm not trying to offend nobody.
Are you open-minded?
I'm about to show you a picture. You should have said, where's your wife in these pictures? You know what I mean?
I don't want to ask about his wife.
That's a cool picture of you on an elephant, dog, but y'all got married, right? Where the fuck are you and your wife?
I think it was Indonesia. That's who it was at.
Oh, okay.
But he's not Indian at all.
No.
Do they get married on elephants sometimes?
No.
I'm an asshole.
Was he Mexican?
Well, let me give you the context of this too, because prior to this, we were talking about some guy that on
talking
his profile. No, he was about the profile picture. You know how you put profile pictures on teams and all that? You know how you So I have brought a punch on there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so. Okay. Oh, shit. I just sent my last name. Anyway, fuck it.
I'll leave it out.
I have that on there. And then, so.
Hello, government. Yeah.
He started going on about some guy that put the hitman or something on his profile picture. He's just talking about people's profile pictures and shit. So, and then he said that one time some other guy sent a picture of him shirtless.
What?
on a river, you know, the tubes he's on. Yeah. He sent that to him via Teams because he was on vacation.
Yeah.
And that's how this story got kind of like, I guess.
Did he ask you to send him a picture of you shirtless?
No.
Okay.
No, I had nothing to do with that. That's on them. And I was like, dude, I kept telling him, he never sent that to me. He sent it to you, buddy. I don't know about that. He goes, I can't believe he sent it to me. And like, so by him saying that and then him showing me the elephant, with him on it, it's kind of like, dude, you just did this.
Was he shirtless?
No,
Was he showing like
cut-off
shirt?
He was like
shirt?
A cut-off shirt. Like, you know what?
He had a cut-off shirt. He had a little bow here.
I didn't look at that picture for too long.
Not that long.
The
private room.
I was shocked, bro. I kind of felt violated.
It made you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's like, I just didn't allow it.
We... we cool, but like, yeah, why the fuck you showing me this shit? Okay.
That's like when y'all got married, like when right? Like we're, Will couples like picture, shows right? me his phone and says, look at this midget porn. Like, I'm shocked, bro. Like, I don't.
He show you a midget porn?
No, that's what he says. He showed you.
Oh, he showed me?
Yeah, remember? Who? Will.
Oh, Will.
Yeah.
You remember.
I must have been drunk. What's that, in a Saturn?
I didn't see.
It was in a Saturn. It was in a Saturn. Okay, okay. Back to it. So, did I over-exaggerate or should I put my card on that?
No, I mean, I would say questionable. Because
but you're at work, so it's, you can't really do much. If you want to keep your job,
I think maybe you should ask him to show you the picture again so you can really, really think. Be like, okay, right there, and then you can realize if you need to take the main car or not. Because right now I feel like you're questioning, like, if not or yes. Like,
no, I pulled his man card. I told him, dude, I pulled your man card. That's it, dude.
Did he agree with you?
He kind of was kind of quiet the rest of the day. he couldn't understand why I did it though. That's why I'm like, maybe I'm exaggerating. Like, I don't know. What about you? What you think, Mike?
I have no idea. I'm drunk.
Oh shit.
That's a fun mic. I think, yeah, like, I mean, they got married.
I beat you, Johnny.
He should have been showing pictures of
him and his wife.
Exactly.
Yeah. To me, he shouldn't have been showing me any pictures unless I asked, like, hey, can you?
If he's just, I don't mind if someone shows me, like, hey, dude, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm gonna listen, I'm gonna entertain it, you know what I mean?
For a little while.
Cool. Yeah, you're gonna be nice and just play that.
Like, you look real nice on that.
I guess. But then once it starts getting just pictures of him, then you'll be like,
did he flip and then be like, oh, you weren't supposed to see that? And then flip back?
No.
You're just like, what the fuck? Oh, no.
But there are pictures being sent around your job with shirtless men. Right?
No, they're not being sent around. It's on his phone. Nothing was sent to my phone.
He knew better.
Just private.
He knew better.
It was in a public setting.
I think you just entertain it for the time, but like, yeah, if he continues to show pictures of him.
Could I really say?
Like, how far can he go on entertaining it?
You just be like, okay, that's cool.
But then
you should have said, you know what would be badass if you were on top of a fucking tiger or a lion with fucking wings.
See,
on
See, I just not with you like that. You know, maybe
a lion with wings. They don't have wings.
That's a man thing right there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
coming out of the mouth. You know, and you got a rainbow in the background.
No, that's that animal from Napoleon Dynamite, right?
Oh yeah.
What is it called? The Liger.
There you go.
Liger.
I guess.
No, but I just don't know, like, if I over exaggerated or should I give him his man card back on Monday?
I think he should just hold on.
Probation.
See what his reaction is. Yeah.
And put him on. Okay.
His man card is on probation.
Probation. Probation.
Probation.
You know what? Yeah, dog. You did this like a man fucking would have done. Here you go. Bam. Give it back.
And to his credit, he did slide one over. And he had a shot of like fucking like a scenery. It was pretty cool ass fucking.
Was there a rainbow back then?
Yeah, no rainbow. But it
was the sun going down.
Maybe he needs to send you some.
God damn, now you're making me wonder.
No, he needs to send you some pictures of like some badass chicks or some boobies or a fucking ass. Like, hey, check this girl out with a thong or some shit. Like, you know what? Yeah, you are a dude.
I'll keep him on probation. I'll give his man card back.
Bacon, boobs.
America. Maybe I over exaggerate. I apologize. I'm about growth this year, Johnny. Trying to be
open minded.
Really. Yeah, open minded.
Like, right,
but it did make you feel good in the belly, right?
No. I kind of didn't know what to do, honestly, bro. I've never been in a situation where a man shows me a picture of him on an elephant.
Did you feel like you had butterflies in your stomach? When you saw that?
Is that how you feel?
You start sweating.
Is that how you feel? I was laughing my ass off.
I probably would have been the same with
I would have been like, why the fuck did you show me that?
I'll tell you what I would have done.
I agree with that.
I would have been like, oh shit, show me some more. Oh man, that's badass. That's what I would have done.
I mean, that's cool, bro.
Like, if it makes you feel a different way, you know, that's
my bad. My bad. I apologize to you.
Right, we're gonna hit the
elephant man.
Okay. elephant man. But for the record, he was a picture on an elephant. He was on an elephant.
He was on top of it.
It was nothing live, nothing that. So,
he did have cut off shirts.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And that little boy.
Another break.
My bad.
And another martini.
That second got a little late. Got a little off target.
The conversation was going on while we had this on break, on pause and all that. It still was going on. Flacco was still feeling.
On what?
Is it recording?
Oh, no, we're not recording. Shit.
Oh, man.
Fuck. Damn, that was a good one, dude.
I can't fucking work with this shit, man.
They were the cut.
I'm out. I'm out.
Fucking Hollywood.
I'm out. Fuck it.
Okay, go ahead. Here we go. Now we're back on.
I got four people that like me on this shit. All right,
welcome back.
Mike
back
is again. Fucking up.
Yeah. I ain't going.
I can't even
talk. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
it's on.
Yeah, it's on. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. They're going to go away.
No. We're good. We're back. I had a piss and stuff like that. And we're back. Johnny, Flacco, Mike, myself. Weird. For the second part. I got a small bladder, but fuck it. Here we go.
All right. So, like I was saying, man, the conversation was still going on during the pause break while Mooney had to go pee.
Of course.
Anyways, I'm in the problem. But the problem, the shit was going on, and Flacco was still saying that he was feeling uncomfortable with the picture. So
it wasn't.
Me and Mike started thinking, and we're starting to think that maybe Flacco's not telling us everything that was going on in the picture.
Or everything that happened before the picture.
Or maybe before the picture.
What
or
led maybe up, after. Led up to him showing.
Was I mean, some hand if touching? A dude shows me an elephant and him, I'll be like, it's cool. Yeah. But Flacco's like, he just felt uncomfortable about it. So
what was the conversation prior? That's what you're
We're going to ask you some questions.
Go ahead.
You say yes or no.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
I'm down.
Okay, so.
Was he wearing a cutoff shirt?
Put your smile.
In the picture or
yes,
in life?
The picture and the elephant. The elephant
well,
picture.
Well, you got to be specific.
And the picture that he showed you, was. Was he on top of the elephant?
Yes, I've said that like 10 times.
Did he Photoshop your face on the
Hold
elephant?
Hold on, no. was he wearing little shorts?
I don't know.
Was he wearing shorts?
No, I don't know.
Has he ever touched
the picture
hand?
Was like at a...
Far away?
No, it was kind of like, the elephants are pretty big, man. So, I mean.
Has he ever touched your hand before this conversation even
Negative.
Started?
Has he ever invited you to Starbucks?
Negative.
Has he ever held your hand?
Negative.
Has he ever rubbed, like, as he's walking by you?
Ooh.
Like,
no.
Excuse
he
me.
Accidentally bumped into you?
Yeah. Crush.
No.
Crush.
Has he ever asked you, what's your password?
No.
Has he ever asked you what you're doing this weekend?
No.
Has he asked you what's your Instagram?
Can we kick it this weekend?
Maybe.
Maybe. And
okay,
and
he
one
was
time.
Hitting on you.
God. Gotcha.
Got me. God damn.
Gotcha. God damn it.
You're one of them.
I knew it was you.
It was you.
The whole time.
Hey, you got, what you got against gays, lesbians?
I have nothing. All right, my friends then. Are gay. No problem with me.
I let that one slide. No, man, I don't apologize. Like I said, I don't know. I guess, look, let's do a reenactment. I'm going to take a picture of you on a fake elephant with your cut-off shirt, and then I'm going to go show somebody.
He likes that.
And then,
he would like that.
And then we're going to go like to the park and ask parents, and we're going to see if that's okay for me to show them.
Hell yeah.
You're going to ask parents?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to ask a kid, a little kid.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, what
why would you
that?
Ask parents? Why wouldn't you just ask regular...
He's not trying to go to jail.
Yeah,
bro.
Dude.
People.
You, whatever you did in that Saturn, it's all between you and the person in the backseat.
Oh, my bad.
We were of age.
I don't know. Johnny might not have been.
We're all the same age.
I was only 15.
He thought this was normal.
This is America. This is America.
She was like, this is what you got to do, boy.
It was cold outside.
He was like,
you want your
green card? I heard that you don't got no paper around here.
You want your green card?
Yeah, he was like, I will be a Marine real soon, boy.
Oh, you're talking about Will, huh?
Oh, you're talking about
I was driving, dog.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
The rumor is that there's video out there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know.
Oh, well, hold on, man.
Wait a minute.
All right. So this show finally turned.
And you know what? The show's like almost 3 years old. It actually is 3 years old.
Wow, man. Check this out, man. 3 years old. And who would ever thought that from the first year we had two people, we got 20 people now.
Celebrate.
Celebration is life.
Yeah, it is, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah, we're trying to get 10 more.
Tell them, fuck your couch.
Hey. And who would have ever thought 3 years and no upgrade?
Still have the same set. Hey, we do have new equipment though.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
Hey, and we want to appreciate David Mooney and Flacco for this, man.
What have you brought to the table?
Nothing.
Pretty much.
I never renew.
You're welcome.
Yep. Facts there, buddy.
I brought this.
Only facts.
You bring the
liquid courage and the motivation and entertainment.
Hey,
and
things ain't changed since I was young, right, Mike?
Huh?
Things haven't changed since I was young, right?
When I used to buy you Jumbo Jacks?
No. When you used to be like, Mike used to tell me just...
Can I get those two tacos too?
Mike used to be like, I'll pick you up and just make us laugh.
That's what it was. And then at 1 o'clock at Jack in the Box.
Two tacos and a Jumbo Jack.
And Jumbo Jack. Yeah.
Oh, man, that was classic.
Good times.
Yeah. I wouldn't change it for the world, man.
No, but kidding. I want to give a shout out to South GP, Grand Prairie, Texas. Yep. I see y'all doing it big. And
why just
out? Man, I'm loving all the Mexican places that are up there now.
Yeah.
All the Mexican restaurants. Oh, I don't know the names. I just go there.
You don't read Spanish.
I just eat. I don't remember the places I go.
Which one's the last one you went to?
Pollo Salsa.
That's not new.
No, but I've been going a lot, and I even got the app.
Oh, they have an app.
Guanajuato tacos.
Is that the one
over there off of Pioneer?
Oh, yeah, that's good. What's the Guanajuato tacos?
Yeah, I've been telling you about that spot forever.
Oh, yeah, Balan.
That's a little bit down the street from.
That's O'Reilly's where we grew up at.
Yeah.
Well, they catered the kids' graduation party. It was good shit.
No, it's some good stuff there, man.
Surprised.
And it stays packed.
That's what I heard.
Hey, you know what? Jennifer Esquivel, who's also from West Dallas. Shout out to her.
Shout out.
Yeah, we went to her little
shout
house
out.
Party, and she had them cater. That's how we found out about it. Well, we knew about them, but first time I tasted it, I was like, yeah, we're going to have them cater our shit.
Yeah, it's really good stuff over there, man. I'm going a lot because my fiance, she works in GP, so I've been going to GP a lot, and I'm just looking at all. I'm like, there's too many Mexican places. It's like, I don't know what to pick no more.
Hey, just take one and support them all, dog. Just support them all.
I mean,
all.
I don't know if I'm going to support all of them. But.
Well, I mean, hey.
Ask him how many he supports.
Yeah, who you support? Texas Outlaw?
ain't nothing wrong with Outlaw.
No, I do. I've been eating that too.
I support the restaurants and shit around the River Oaks from my area.
What? IHOP?
Denny's? No,
Waffle House?
Get all Waffle House.
Cracker Barrel?
Well, duh.
Nah, it's
the best dumplings.
What about you, Flacco? Where you going to eat?
At home. I cook.
Yeah, I can't cook for sure.
How about you, Mike?
I mean, yeah.
No, you go anywhere in Grand Prairie?
Well, I mean, I go to the same spots you do.
Yeah, I mean, Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah.
You go to Roadhouse all the
time. Oh, y'all need to go to that Texas Longhorn Roadhouse. Oh, Longhorn Steak.
Yeah, I've been there.
I haven't been there yet.
That's pretty good,
that's
man.
A good place.
That's somewhere it's on our list.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say it. This is an unpopular opinion.
All right, what you got?
Texas Roadhouse. We all love it. Good stuff.
I like the bread.
But yeah. I am fucking tired of how packed it is, and they want to sit you next to the person, like basically almost touching. If I'm going to pay that much money for...
Did he show you a picture of an elephant with no shirt while he was touching you?
It was... Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, that was just
whoa,
you.
Whoa. Oh,
whoa, whoa, whoa. The truth is coming out.
I'm dramatized,
hey.
Bro.
Hey, Flacco, was he going
But have you done this? Has he done
this? Whoa. Was he doing something like this to you, like,
Hey, tell Flaco, me on the pillow where he took
what do you me. Think about this picture right here?
You think I look good in here? Tell me.
While wow, rubbing your belly.
Speaking of fiance, I heard somebody was getting married. There's a rumor that someone's getting married around Woo! Here. There's a rumor.
Leo, where you at?
Yeah. Is he off the market?
William?
I am off the market.
Oh, sorry, ladies.
I am, I am getting married.
Our A1 star.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
You had your chance.
Yep.
You had your chance.
If you
should've
yeah.
followed up, comment.
I am I'm a taken man.
You know, for requests and shit like that. Mm-hmm. You done missed your time, but.
Yeah, you should have looked at his picture with the elephant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said something.
But.
Nah, that's good, man.
I am off the market. I will be getting married soon, so.
Yeah.
Shout out to my special queen. She knows who she is.
Yeah. I just made it.
And to be honest with you, you had to be a very special woman because
he had a lot of women?
Well, not a lot of women.
You're a knucklehead.
You had a lot to choose from?
She set you straight.
She broke all the barriers, all the walls that I had. So
yeah, that's true.
And all that because I had a lot of walls and all that. So
yeah, I know.
Like a border wall?
Right. Yeah.
Where's your green card?
Like a border wall.
For your green card?
I actually asked Trump to build one for me.
No. But he made Mexico pay for it?
Nah, man. But, I'm ready for the bachelor party.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, the bachelor party. That's coming up.
But.
Everybody's invited. Everybody that's.
In here.
All our 49 listeners or 12 listeners.
Yeah.
You're all invited to Johnny's bachelor party.
You just got to meet us there.
Yeah.
It's at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yep.
So it's because of the all you can
eat. It has to be PG.
It's all at the wildlife park with the elephants.
Yeah. We're having brunch at IHOP with Mimosa.
The Palace of Wax.
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Hey, so we really doing something or what? Y'all still down, everybody?
For what?
For your bachelor party.
I thought it was a good deal.
All right.
Yeah, it's a done deal.
Yeah, I'm gone. Well, you better go. It's yours.
I think we should go around like 5 in the morning.
That's fine. I was thinking about trying to rent like a bus. Like we go, I'll go.
Like a party bus.
Party, but like, you know.
Shots on the drinks.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
We going back the same day. Is that real?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's not impossible, but I think it's something that if it's.
It's a long way to come back.
It's what he wants.
It's a long way to come back.
So you want us to party all the way over there and party the way back?
No, but I mean, you want to party all the way back, I'm just saying. But if we're going to party all the way there, driving back isn't really an option.
No, that is true. That sounds kind of fun now that I think about it. Get a party bus and they'll drive us all the way over there?
Yeah they will. There's charter buses that go that way.
Yeah. As long as you don't go more than $100
per person.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. You ain't got it. I can pay for myself, John.
How many friends do you have?
Four.
Four.
Okay, $25 each. Yeah,
$100. I was four.
Sorry, Torres brothers.
Yeah.
You think he'll go? You think they'll go?
Hell no, they won't go.
Why not? Can't even show up here.
Oh yeah.
We don't have a sound effect for that one, do we?
No, not yet.
Nope.
No, mommy boy.
There you go.
Well, it's coming to the end where we're like,
almost
closing our eyes.
Hey, dog, I'm picturing like The Hangover, dude.
Yeah.
That's how I'm picturing. I'm about to get a tattoo, and I don't know how the fuck I got it, and I'm missing a tooth.
What are you talking about? Oh, no, I hope not, man, because then guess what, guys?
No, you
if that shit happens. Then the next podcast after that, I'm going to be like, hey, guess who's single again?
No,
it's not like we're doing something crazy. I mean, it's all respectful, bro.
It's just, fucking chocolate.
It's just that we're drinking and we definitely don't want to be drinking and driving.
I just hope nobody puts some like Mooney or whatever. Be like, let me put some little pills in here on this drink.
I ain't going to roofie you, dog. I'm going to straight up and say, hey, dog.
He's just straight up going to slide it in.
I'm just trying to keep
like the Red Saturn.
I'm just trying to keep
the chips. He's gonna slide the chips over so you can.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So you keep gambling.
And you know what? When we do a gamble, we're only gonna probably last 30 minutes. We'll be like, we're broke. Let's go back to the party bus.
Well, then you go ahead and stay at the penny slots then.
Yeah.
I'll be at the the crap table.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. What you call me?
My bad.
Yeah, you better say my bad.
My bad. The gangster coming out to me.
How the fuck am I going to edit that shit out?
He's going to put Mexican instead of...
Mexican. Hey, voiceover.
Hey,
voiceover.
Hey, on the podcast. Mexican. Video, can you just put a Mexican flag over his face the whole time? That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
All right.
But it was fun.
Very.
Welcome back, Flaco.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Shout out to everybody out there.
Tell your ghost I don't need you. Need the ghost in my house.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely the ghost of Flaco will be.
And back. I want to say thank you for giving me that wood. That whoa, hold on. Hold on.
Whoa!
No, not that wood. Yeah. No, that firewood.
Yeah.
It was fire. Yeah. I heard it was fire.
I think I need to pull his man car.
What the hell? Shit, he gave me some firewood, so you know when it gets cold. Yeah, he cut off a tree though.
I cut off a tree for my boy. That's the type of person I am. He said he can't afford a firewood tree. So I like, let me go get him some.
Delete that last part.
Yo, that shit's going in.
Oh shit.
Just like that wood did.
All right.
You like
that shit is going in. Yo, go ahead and say who was the gay guy. Mike. There you go, man. Put that in there too.
Yeah, nothing to do with that.
He was the main guy that we didn't want to tell
you
nobody,
two,
man.
In the back of a Saturday.
Everybody thought that it was Flaco or Willie, but it was
No.
It was Mike the whole time. And I know for sure this is gonna get cut off. Free Palestine.
Whoa.
All right. Israel's making a genocide going on, so there you go.
Yeah.
I'm good. She's gonna cut that shit off.
Yeah, God, bro. Man. Get this guy another Modelo. Get him another shot of fucking
I appreciate being back, man.
Yeah.
I apologize I missed the last show. That was my bad. But I was dealing with some shit. And we're going through some shit. And that's cool. All right.
That's cool.
All right. Episode 1 in the books. Here we go.
Season 3.
So we only made 4 episodes for season 2.
Yeah, we fucked up.
I thought this was...
Yeah, somebody was on vacation. Somebody was dancing all over the place.
I know.
Somebody was going places, not inviting everybody.
No shit. He has all this money, but
Hey, I got no money
anymore.
All right.
The I'm pity.
Broke. All right.
Well, appreciate y'all coming on. This is Flaco with GP Homies Podcast. Y'all check us out on Instagram, TikTok. What is it? X. What else? We on Facebook.
Yeah, we got Facebook.
Y'all check us out. YouTube's coming out. You know, Mike do his magic. He's gonna put everything, piece everything together, and we hope to see y'all on there on the YouTube. And y'all keep supporting us, y'all, by sharing, liking, commenting, hating, doing whatever you want. Just please. Well, I appreciate everybody. Y'all continue liking us and sharing whatever. And we will be back hopefully with more episodes and
with part 2 coming soon.
I appreciate everybody that takes the time to view us and appreciate
Welcome
it.
Welcome back.
Yes. I'm out. Mooney, go ahead, man.
I'm out, man. Hey, thank you for following us. Yes, it's been a journey for us. And continue to build our fan base and have more listeners and stuff. We got more stuff to talk about.
Yep.
Shoulder.
Mooney's out. I'm out. I don't have a
Mike. I'm out, man. I ain't got much to say. So
yeah, you never do.
Peace.
All right. Peace out.
Peace.